I just want to make some comments to wrap up. Don't worry, I don't have a big speech. But there's an experience that some of you have had that the rest of us will never have. One day, you discovered that you were pregnant. I've only experienced that vicariously. But when you experience that, if you have experienced it, suddenly everything changed. Because of your knowledge of something that was going to happen in the future. This is what it means to live as people of hope, to be pregnant with God's future. When a woman carries a child in her womb, does she have a child? Yes? No? We say yes, but. Has the kingdom of God come? Yes, but. You see, we know something about the future, and here we go back to this bridge picture. We look back to the past to see what God has done and promised. We look forward to the future, and we know what is coming. Colin finished with those words, "Behold, I make all things new." That's what we are hoping for. That's what we're pregnant with, God's future. This gives us hope. Hope is what we are looking forward to. Tom Wright, in his marvelous book, Surprised by Hope, says this book is all about two questions. What are we waiting for? And what are we doing about it? We've been asking ourselves, what are we waiting for here? And now, over these next 2 days, as we go from these plenary sessions into our networks, we're going to be asking, what are we going to do about it? Hope for Europe is about networking across Europe. The symbol here is a horizontal component and a vertical component. The horizontal are the networks that you represent, and in a minute I'm going to ask the network leaders to come forward and pick up their placards here. And what you are doing is networking people with similar ministries in different places. We also need to see another type of networking going on that we call platforms in Hope for Europe. And that is vertical integration. You see, horizontal integration is same ministries, different places. Vertical integration is same places, different ministries. One example of that is Gemeinsam für Berlin, for example, in Berlin. And we want to see the body of Christ coming together. I see Ron Mann cringing at my German. I'm sorry. at least he recognized what I was trying to talk about. We see these platforms as where the body's coming together locally. And these networks where the body's coming together across Europe. And it's encompassed with a holistic circle. That's what we're trying to do with Hope for Europe, working with other parts of the body of Christ as well. And so now we're going to transition from our plenary sessions. This is not the end of Hope 2. This is the halfway time. And now we go and concentrate on our specific areas of interest with this backdrop, with all this input from the marvelous speakers and messages that we've heard, the inspiration that we've heard here. So I'd like to ask the network leaders to come forward. And as they come forward, perhaps if there's no, the convener is not here, somebody representing that network, would you come forward now? There are one or two who should be here who are not able to be here. One is Hermann Tucken of the Muslims in Europe network, who had a heart attack on Saturday. His life is not in danger. He's been in hospital, but undergoes surgery. His life is not in danger. Another one who should have been here, and one who spent a lot of time in our working group preparing for this, and was the one who actually nominated the Santa Clara Church for the Hope Award, is Warren Carter. And Warren tragically had a ski accident in the beginning of March. Was that right? I'm not sure of the dates. And a few days later, died from the injuries. His wife, Leanne, is here. Where are you, Leanne? Would you come forward and join us down at the prayer? Because I know that there are people who wanted to know, was Leanne here? People who know Leanne wanted to meet up with her, and she would like to meet with you as well. But we'd like you to come and stand here with Robert Jan and Ortwin. Where are you standing, Robert Jan? Robert Jan is here. Ortwin, come on up. And these are the networks now that we're going to go spread out across the city and ask ourselves, in the light of what we've been hearing, what are we going to do about it? And so we're going to finish here with prayer, prayer around our tables. And we can go out perhaps as these network leaders. I would suggest you go into different parts of the room and around different tables, and let's pray for each other's networks. Don't just try to find your network, but pray for each other's networks. And as we become aware of all the networking that's happening in so many different ways, we begin to develop a European understanding and consciousness. So would you spread out now in the room, right? Go all around the room with your placards, and then we're going to just have 10 minutes of prayer here before we finally close with a prayer from the front. Thank you.